We move across to ITV1 and ITVX for our next offering. It's a new drama that arrived on Sunday, the 21st of April. It's called Red Eye, and here's a clip.
Is there a problem?
Come on, let's please.
Don't torture me.
The detainee is Dr. Matthew Nolan.
I believe he's responsible for the death of a woman in Beijing.
Pack a bag. You're catching tonight's red eye to Beijing.
You have to help me. I'm innocent.
Don't make this harder than it has to be.
Yep, so this has Richard Armitage and Jing Lucy as the main characters. And this is pretty dramatic stuff, I should say, and quite horrible and horrifying and scary, all kind of wrapped up into one. I think it's described as a tense and claustrophobic 6-part conspiracy thriller, and that is exactly what it is. And a lot of people will feel this claustrophobia, because aside from sort of the very start of the first episode, which is what we've looked at, the rest is set on a plane. And I'd have never actually felt terribly claustrophobic on a plane, but I do feel that on the tube, you know, that sense of not being able to get out. And I know a lot of people feel it on planes. And you really get that sense, because it's very dark. The set is very, very, very dark. It's set on this flight between London and Beijing. And you see Richard Armitage. He plays the part of a cardiovascular surgeon, Dr. Matthew Nolan. And he's battling to survive, because he's caught up in this very sinister and horrible political conspiracy. And he's accused of doing something he didn't do, or he says he didn't do. So at the very beginning of the first episode, you see this car racing through the streets of Beijing, and it crashes. That's all you see. And then you see this wounded surgeon boarding the flight home to the UK. And then he's arrested at Heathrow, accused of murder, and is being sent back to Beijing. And the authorities are saying that he fled the country after crashing his car, killing the female passenger. But he remembers the crash but has no memory of this woman in his car, and thinks he's being completely stitched up. Now, he's handcuffed. He's on this flight. He's being accompanied by British cop DC Hannah Lee, who is played by Lucy, as I said earlier. And she doesn't believe a word he's saying. But as the journey goes on, more and more comes to light. But it was interesting, because I was reading some interviews between the actors, and they were saying it was set on this sort of on this aircraft, obviously, but it was so dark. And you can see, I mentioned it earlier, it's very, very dark, the footage. And then they'd finish filming and come outside and it'd be bright sunshine. It was just a really strange way to spend your day. But there's lots of things failing. So there's lots of kind of, so although it's scary and you're thinking what's going on, it's also the jeopardy of the plane and things going wrong on the plane. And is the killer on the plane? Is there a killer on the plane? And it's just so pacey. It, from what I've seen of it, completely engaged me immediately. And it's not sort of horrifying, scary as in, you know, like Luther. I still go on about Luther looking under my bed before I go to bed every night. It doesn't do that to you. It's just that sort of that absolute high octane drama. And from what I've seen so far, I thought it was really very good. What do you think, Ian?
I feel I'm seeing a bit too much of Richard Armitage of late, because he keeps popping up in all those Harlan Coben adaptations. But he's very good in this, I must say. And he is great at sort of portraying someone under stress. We, of course, you mentioned Idris. We recently had Hijack, which all took place on board a plane on Apple TV Plus. Jing Lucy plays DC Lee, and it was surprisingly easy for China to deport him back to sort of answer questions. Although, having said that, if you remember the case of that woman, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who was held in Iran, and that was basically because the UK government owed Iran lots of money and was refusing to pay it. So these things do happen, these deadlock situations. Yeah, in episode one, as you say, we kind of see a little bit of background in Beijing. Then he's arrested in the UK and he's on the flight back, and then things start to happen on the flight that make you think there may be more to this than meets the eye. You've got Leslie Sharp in this. She plays the Director General of MI5. Not sure she's totally convincing in that role. So I didn't think it was as good, for instance, as that brilliant film about a surgeon accused of murder, The Fugitive, starring Harrison Ford. But I love anything, any thriller set aboard an aeroplane is usually guaranteed excitement and thrills, plenty going on. So, yeah, I enjoyed episode one, and I will watch the rest.